If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
What hit us?
Small asteroid fragments.
This morning. How big were those?
Those were nothing. The size of basketballs and Volkswagens.
This new one you're tracking, how big?
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind.
Half the world be incinerated by the heat blast. The rest will freeze to death in nuclear winter.
Basically the worst parts of the Bible.
Yeah, basically the worst parts of the Bible. 720 WGN, John Landecker for Rokan. Michelle Nichols is the Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Good. How are you?
Good. So we don't have any problems with Armageddon and...
No. Not this one. No. This particular asteroid, astronomers have known about it for a couple of years. It's less than 7 feet across, so smaller than the size of a car. And so it's supposed to pass by Earth the day before Election Day, which is an incredible coincidence, but it is very unlikely that it's going to even enter our atmosphere. And if it does, it's going to disintegrate. So.
Yeah, it would burn up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But everybody likes to think about an asteroid heading our way the day before the presidential election. What could that possibly mean?
Mean, how about the one or two times a year that we normally get one of these things coming into our atmosphere? I don't think anyone pays too much attention to those days. So, no, just an incredible coincidence. That's it.
So, what's going on at the Adler? How are you dealing with the COVID protocols and all of that? Are you doing anything?
Well, no, we've been closed to the public since March 14th, but we have a bunch of online programs, so digital programs happening, and some coming up pretty soon. So we've got our monthly Google Arts and Culture exhibit, so you can go to Google Arts and Culture and just search for Adler Planetarium, and you'll see our monthly exhibits that we have. We have a bi-weekly astronomy, Adler Astronomy Live program on Thursdays at noon where you can interact with Adler astronomers. We've got in September, we have a Sky Observers Hangout happening every other Monday night at 7 live on YouTube. So we've got a bunch of cool stuff coming up. So yeah, we may not be there in person, but we're with you online.
So the space agency says, according to this article, that there could be three potential impacts based on 21 observations spanning 12,968 days, with the chance of a direct impact less than 1%. Is that right? I guess it is. It's got to be.
Yeah, so it's less than 1%. It's like 0.41% or something like that. But that means you've got a more than 99% chance of it not impacting.
Right.
The more astronomers track asteroids, the more refined their orbits get. So they'll have even a better sense over the coming weeks of what its orbit will be. And so they'll get that error down even more. So, so nothing to worry about. Even if it did, it would just be a cool, I would actually say, the person who actually gets to see this disintegrate in the atmosphere, that would be cool. I'd want to be that person.
Oh, you are into your job. That's awesome.
Definitely.
I'll be out there with my telescope trying to track it across the sky. So 6.5 feet in diameter, I guess it's not even really an issue that this would ever hit the Earth because, as you said earlier, it would burn up in the atmosphere.
Exactly, yeah. Asteroids of this size, and even slightly bigger, when they enter the Earth's atmosphere, the friction with the air is going to cause these things to heat up unevenly, and then eventually they'll disintegrate, they might explode. I mean, it's just, there's really nothing that's going to hold this thing together very well. So it's not the planet killer. It's not a city killer. I would even say it would just be a good light show in the sky. So it'd be pretty neat. I mean,
how often
do you get to see something that big coming into the Earth's atmosphere?
That's my next question. Do we get to see this? How do we get to see it? Is it visible to the naked eye?
It would depend on exactly where over the Earth it would enter the atmosphere, if it even does in the first place. It may not. It could just pass right by. So, like I said, once they get a little closer to it, they'll get that orbit refined, and so then they'll get a better sense of which part of Earth could see it, maybe. So it would have to be a lot closer to it to be able to know that for sure.
Well, thanks, Michelle. I really appreciate it. I feel a lot safer now.
There you go. That's what we're here for.
All right. Michelle Nichols from the Adler Planetarium commenting on the news story of an asteroid getting near Earth on Election Day. But rest easy, folks, with all the stuff we got to deal with. Don't worry about the asteroid. Even if it got into our atmosphere, it would burn out. Yes. Coming up after 6 o'clock, a brand new game called Guess That Bridge. The bridge is the instrumental bridge, he said redundantly, between the first and second stanza, the lyrics, whatever, of a tune. And it'll be up to you, not by listening to the lyrics of the song, but only the bridge, to make your guess, and hopefully you too can be a winner. Coming up after 6 o'clock, right now it's 5:43. Let's check the weather and traffic. What's going on, Mary?